Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 16. We're back from vacation and we're going straight to the doctor. We're all getting lifts.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. My face is so tight.
Can you move? No?
No, I have no feeling left in my face.
Hello, we're jamming out. If everybody talks, because everybody talks.
Everyone talks.
Everybody talks. I saw Tyler Glenn at a bar last night, and I really wanted to say hi, but I didn't. I chickened out.
You chickened out. That's not like you. I feel like you wouldn't be like that.
You got starstruck?
I don't know. He just looked like he was having a good conversation with a friend, and
he didn't want to ruin it.
I was. I had drinks right next to him.
Ooh!
So
you should have bought him a drink.
So he just cut off a piece of his hair instead and took it home.
Let's just say it's my neighborhood bar, so maybe I'll see you there again. It's Everybody Talks, though, because that's the name of the episode. It's called Twin Tweaks, and we're back from the vacation. We're going straight to the doctor. We're all getting lifts, eye lifts, and.
Face lifts, chin lifts, neck lifts,
and like this whole thing is getting lifted.
I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot happening. Everyone looks crazy. We have a lot to talk about. We have some tweets that the girls have conjured up for us.
They're hilarious.
Be a good segment. I have a little bit of news and gossip for you. Not much. I mean, not a lot, but some.
Some good stuff, though.
Yeah, let's get into it, though. We open up with the men of Orange County cleaning. First, Steve is cleaning. So, I mean, what else was he going to do? Vicky was gone. So comes back to a nice, clean house. Don't you like that?
That's a good man.
Actually, I do request every time I'm gone that I come home to clean sheets.
Yeah, it just feels nice. So Vicky and Steve are hanging out. She's giving him the recap about what happened in, you know... Where'd they go?
Jamaica me crazy, man.
Yeah. Can I just say my favorite thing right off the top was the Bravo plastic surgery montage.
Oh my
Vicky.
God. I was going to say the exact same thing.
It's so good.
Hilarious. I wish we could save it. We should have played it.
We saw about 10 years of Vicky Gunvalson.
It was so great to
and
see.
Holy. Yeah. Does she look completely different?
It was like teeth and nose and width. And
boobs
and girth and volume, everything.
I feel like she wasn't completely honest. There's got to be more work that she got done.
Besides
what she's mentioned.
She was killing me too when she was saying, oh, you know, just whatever. The doctor's good. And I'm like, oh, God, if this is the same guy you've been going to forever, you need to find a new doctor.
No, I think she has switched it up a little bit because the first time around in that montage when Tamara was talking about it was not good.
But I agree with Kelly. I think it's either like go big or go home. I'm glad she just did the entire thing and stretched it all out as opposed to Shannon that just got her eyelids. I would have been like, just do it all.
Settle or go big or go home.
Yeah. I think Shannon knew she had to lose some weight first before she went and got. Because like if you did that now and then she lost all of her weight, then she'd have to go back and do more.
That's true. That's true. Overall, it was a good episode. I feel like we had to wait for the juice at the end. But we're going to really get into it. I feel like it was just basically a recap of what happened 6 days afterwards, to be exact, because everyone was like, I feel like I just saw you. It hasn't even been a week. So
yeah,
we're going to really get into that. But the montage was everything. Shannon is doing like the eye lift, like Maite says, and Vicky's doing the lower facelift. And Steve says no more. No more to this plastic surgery. This is it. Tamara and Eddie, they're hanging out. She's giving him the recap on Shannon. And Eddie just doesn't like Shannon.
No, he definitely doesn't. And he never holds anything back either when he's on camera. Which, I feel like sometimes, though, it definitely depends on which house wife, husband it is, because there's plenty of times where the husbands will try to get involved and we're all like, oh my God, shut up.
Like, Atlanta.
They're
so annoying.
Sure, there's just plenty, and for some reason, what he says, it just tends to come off so, I guess, honestly or genuine. Like, he doesn't feel like he's trying to become a housewife. He's just honestly like, she's exhausting. And
yeah. No, I was just going to say, like, I feel like this is the only franchise where the husbands are very heavily involved, and it's yeah. kind of like okay, I guess. In other franchises, when the husbands get involved, it's like World Lord. War. Yeah. Three, Beverly yes. Hills.
Yeah, Beverly Hills
Atlanta.
For sure.
Glass Throwing, Atlanta, NeNe, Colin, Peter, B-I-T-C-H. That's why I said Atlanta. Like, it was like word association when yeah. you were talking. I was like, Atlanta.
Husbands Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, this is the only show where the husbands are just really heavily involved. They're heavily featured. And I feel like we're okay with it. I feel like just because maybe Orange County, the last couple seasons, it hasn't been super incredible. You know yeah. what I mean? We've lost cast members. There's been shakeups. And then some of the ladies just haven't really brought it full force. I feel like we're finally getting to a place where they're kind of gelling and maybe having a little bit of fun. So now that the season is over and Shannon has lost this weight, there's going to be a redemption story there. Maybe next season's going to be on and popping, but it's not over yet. The reunion is still to come. We still have some more episodes, so we're going to continue. Tamara's just basically saying she's exhausted. She's exhausted from being a good friend.
Yeah, but then again, she goes and she hides when she has conversations with Shannon on the phone. Like, you're either in or you're out. Because yeah. now it's, like, getting so messy where it's, like, you have to hide from your husband just to talk to your friend. And then you consider yourself her best friend, yet you talk smack behind her back. It's, like, this whole big circle that she keeps on stirring the pot.
Yeah, and she used the metaphor of her being, like, a drug addict because she hides from her husband to go and talk to her. But yeah. you're, you know, more so being an enabler to an addict of, you know, the emotional drama that Shannon is putting her through. Don't answer the phone.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as if it's really that late at night where your husband is sleeping and you have to go downstairs.
You shouldn't even
do not answer the phone.
You shouldn't be answering the phone unless it's an emergency. Yeah. Anyway.
And Gina she said can text it. You. She was exactly. like, just click. Like, that's all you have to do. Don't answer.
If my friends are like bored and they're up at 2 a.m. and they're like, I'm just going to see if he's up. I'll get a quick text. Are you up?
If I'm up, then
I will call you right there. That means like. You're up and you obviously want to chat, but if you don't get a text back, that means I'm sleeping and I don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody likes, like, their significant other getting phone calls in the middle of the night. It's just, like, weird.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird. It's, like, especially if it comes from Shannon and their whole relationship. It's, like, obsessive why much. Are you, yeah, like, I can't open this can. Can you come help me or something?
I mean, and gosh.
What do they even talk about?
Maybe I'm just not as good of a friend. Like, where I would be willing to wake up in the middle of the night to talk to you or be up. But I just also think that I'm a good enough friend to know when that's not helping you either. Yeah. Like, well, it's not happens, helping like, her once getting
in your
over.
Life, I'm okay with, of like, course. Once in a blue. That means
or
you're,
if
like,
it's
really
a terrible week and you need to talk to me for a week.
But you go day, and you grab a drink the way and
that
you talk
they're,
about
right, exactly. and be together. The way that they're the way that Tamara talks about it is if she's been calling her every single night for, like,
that's
months.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
But then, and then she starts, oh, well, we'll get into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it. She's obviously a little messy about it. She didn't play the cards right. She didn't come out. She didn't come in with clean hands, you know what I mean? She did have a lot to say. We're going to really get into it at the very end. But for now, we're moving on to the next couple. Because it's all about these OC couples, you know?
Yeah.
Vicky and Steve, Tamara and Eddie. Now we're moving on, Emily and Shane. And they're going to therapy. And Emily's crying right away. She's a big ball of emotions. And I feel like she has really been holding this in. It's ready to come out.
Yeah.
The lid is just, like, ready to be opened. So this is good. I feel like it's a purging kind of thing. Everybody grieves differently. And they're grieving. And they are grieving very differently. And there's also the whole child thing. He doesn't want to have another child, period. So the baby box has never been opened. So it's a step. This is what we're talking about now, the therapist's office. So I feel like it's not the most comfortable thing to watch. It wasn't like an incredible scene to watch. Shane looked very uncomfortable, and Emily was a big ball of emotions. What do we think about this?
He looked like nothing. Does he ever show any emotion? Not one time did he grab her hand, try to comfort her, try to, like, be there for her. It was like he was a statue just sitting there, and all he could say was, like, well, you can't say you're the only one. I felt something, too. It's like, be supportive. Do something. But, I don't know if maybe that's just the way that he
but
is.
But he is saying, like, I do... you know, show it differently. That's what he was saying in that moment.
But it just doesn't, I don't know. I need more from him. It's not enough, especially when you see your wife going through something so drastic where she's bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
It's tough because, yeah, like for us, what we would need in a relationship, you know, isn't Shane. But what she is okay with and comfortable with, I guess, obviously, is Shane and the way that he reacts to things. But to be honest, this scene was the most real scene I think I've ever seen on the Housewives ever. Like, her opening that baby box and talking at the therapist, like, I was almost in tears just because I couldn't imagine that type of emotional pain and physical pain.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for her in that moment, and I feel bad for them because it's one of those things that, you know, you do have to go to therapy for, because it's not his fault that he doesn't want kids. That's totally normal after having three little kids that you don't want another kid. And it's normal for her to, you know, really want to have more, because I think she uses that, it's not an excuse, but her wanting another daughter as her reasoning for wanting a kid. But I think she truly just wants to be able to have a child of her own.
Yeah.
I don't think it was probably such a good idea to open up the box.
Why?
Because I feel like, you know, she's been going through so many emotions. And then when she says, I think I need to open the box, the therapist was like, yeah, you need to open the box. It's like, I don't know. I think she could have done it differently than the way that she did it.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know, because how many years has this been? Her kids are older. Like, honestly, after this many years, like, you've got to be able to move on, or else you're never
tough.
I'm just going to say she's brave. She's very brave. I'm not going to say I feel bad and all that kind of stuff, because I don't necessarily think that she wants us to feel bad for her. I'm going to say that she's brave for showing this painful side. You know,
yeah,
that
totally.
A lot of people are going to relate to, and a lot of people have been through.
Yeah, I was actually looking through tweets as well, and a lot of people were saying, like, that it shouldn't have been aired. Like, it should have been more of a private moment between them. But I think, like you said,
they're on a reality show.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, she just shows that bravery and that side of her that
and we haven't gotten anything else from her or Gina, really. So by getting some type of realness.
Yeah, this is what creates moments and that people relate to, and this is what creates fan favorites, and this is why people love you, when you just get everything.
Real.
You get the real. You get the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I mean? It's not just about looking glam and saying funny things.
I think that was the best part about it, is that her makeup was all over her face. I was like, there you go. It wasn't edited.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the black mascara.
Yeah.
It was kind of gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was real.
The judges are having a party for Spencer, and Vicky's getting ready for her procedure simultaneously. For clarification purposes, Vicky says, resuscitate me, I'm not ready to go.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, Shannon's going in as well, but, you know, alone. It's different, you know. Vicky's going in with her man and with support, and Shannon's going in solo, and she knows it, but she's being, like, strong about it, which I like, so. Kelly was her man. Kelly was her man.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying it's nice to, like, have her daughter waiting for her, because she doesn't have a man right now. So she's just trying to make the best of it. And Kelly is hopeful that this will lead to Shannon getting some. She just wants her swag to come back.
I love when Kelly said, a little bit of this, a little bit of that gets you this. Like, that was hilarious. For Kelly to say that, it's like, yes, girl, do it. Get it done.
Double surgeries. Get it in. Double surgeries. It's kind of scary, you know? And
kinda. The way Vicky was just so nonchalantly talking about her brain tumor and missing half of her skull and having an old surgery. I'm like, do you... That obviously was real. They showed that whole thing about, you know, her surgery going an extra hour. But
I
was like, really? You are so, at this point, nonchalant about having a very invasive procedure.
It's been that many.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not even about having the procedure. The fact that she didn't tell the doctor and actually complicated things. Well, that's what I mean,
but she honestly thinks that nothing will happen to her because of that. Yeah.
She probably told the doctor this, and the doctor would say, you know what, this is too risky, I shouldn't do it.
Well, it happened, and it didn't. And she's fine, because evil never dies. I'm just kidding. But it is kind of scary that Shannon doesn't have anybody there, because it's scary to wake up from that, you know? You're vulnerable, you're in pain, but we all keep on trucking. So Vicky's in the recovery room talking about no panties. So life goes on.
Making out.
Spencer's 18, double Franks, we're talking about histories. The history of Tamara, basically. The evolvement, the divorce, the families, the OC kids, tattoos. Kenny is a hot mess, her brother. Oh, my God. Yeah. I do love the honesty that Tamara did talk about, though. You know, the differences in growing up with the kids. Like, Ryan was so different. The lights went out. You know, these kids are super privileged. So I appreciate the honesty that Tamara's bringing, because the rest of the episode, it's questionable. But I do like that she was very honest, and I'm glad that she has her kids.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very nice. I feel like all of her kids are in her life again. She has stated on Instagram that even Sophie's in her life.
That's great.
And that she would love to be on the show, but her dad won't let her be on the show because he has to be able to sign because she's under 18. Spencer's 18, so that's why he's on the show now.
Got it.
So it was nice to see that Tamara has her kids. What do we think about this family evolvement?
I love Tamara's mom. The comment about her being able to get a Frank tattoo and it still would have worked out all these years. I was like, yes, that's amazing.
I love that she's like, yeah, my boyfriend, the plumber, smokes weed. I'm like, that's hot.
Yeah. The fact that he smokes weed or that he's a plumber.
Well, the idea of like a hung plumber that smokes pot. You know.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was picturing, too. One that
shows a lot of crack with a big old belly.
A lot of crack. A bear,
I just had a mental image right now.
You're not into the plumber crack?
Not really.
Okay. No. Well, it's not for everyone.
I thought it was a great... I would wish I would see a lot more of her family, just because that whole scene was just so much full of life. And it gave like a bigger perspective to her personality and where she comes from. Because we tend to forget about that. I mean, we see it every season. But when hard we see on them,
camera sometimes.
Yeah, but then when we see her with her family and she talks about how proud she is of her kids and then her mom jumps in and her brother, it's like a family full of chaos, but it's like the fun chaos.
And she's given us fantastic moments.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
That's my opinion! Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when she ran, like,
good screamer.
When she ran on vacation, like,
with her shoes in her hand,
a million miles an hour, it's freaking hysterical.
I feel like that's the old Tamara.
I couldn't believe how different her son was, though.
Jesus, religious Tamara doesn't do that.
Well, no, I feel like she still has fun. Hello, she broke her foot on tequila.
Naked in a hot tub.
Well, Emily made us all cry by opening up her baby box, and it was really special. The note from her grandma. Just, it was like a gift, and I feel like that was really, really nice to see. A gift from heaven, you know what I mean? That was beautiful and stuff.
Well, yeah, if anything, that's what she needed to get out of it.
Exactly.
You know? It was like one of those little signs that just pop up when you most need something.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Long Island Medium, so that's exactly how I took it.
I
was like, that was like a sign, spirituality and stuff. Yeah. But she is very much in, like, you know, there's several stages of grieving and stuff, and she's in it hard right now because I don't think she even took it like that. She was very much, you know, I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but the way how they shifted to the confessional and she was like, closure is like BS. I'm just like, ugh, that's just grief talking right there. Yeah. I feel like she's just...
I think she's still grieving the fact that she's not going to have another kid,
she's
too. Because I think she's starting to realize that it's not like in the cards with him.
I think that's why I was like, no, don't open the box, because it just brings more hurt and more sadness.
You'll always wonder what's in the box,
You have to open the box. You have to open the box.
Oh, it was just so hard to watch.
I just want to say that she's brave, and that my heart goes out to her, and that it's something that, you know, we have to deal with day by day. Loss in general.
Yeah.
It's a day by day thing, but everybody grieves differently, but I'm just not totally sold on the closure thing. I definitely do believe there's some closure, but it just never goes away. It never goes away. Like, the pain never goes away. But the idea, I feel like closure, what that is knowing that your loved ones are okay on the other side and that they're always going to be with you. That's closure to me. That is it. But as far as like the pain of them not being here, I feel like that never goes away. Some days it's more intense than others. That's just my little thing on loss.
Thanks, Lynn.
That was deep. Man, I felt that right here too. It's just an emotional episode. And then this too, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to start crying. But I won't start crying just yet because After Buzzers, we have a note for you. Art Network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there really is no other network that works harder to serve television fans. But of course, as always, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because guess what? They're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. We did it last week. We're waiting for you this week. So you have this week exactly to write on our comments, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify as well. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
The ESPN of TV Talk. Shannon is at home recovering. Black eyes, double black eyes, recovering to the girl stop by. Tamara first, we didn't see that. I was obviously not important enough to air. But Gina is like, I have some, like, obligation to tell you about your mental health.
Did anybody else notice, just a quick note, that Tamara was wearing the
exact same shirt? Yes,
shirt I did. In the both the conversation about what Gina said and when she went to visit Shannon, which means she visited Shannon right before conversation.
It was or the right day before. After. So it was the day before, because that same day that Kelly and Gina went to visit Shannon, that's the day that they met up for their
dinner. Just was wearing the same shirt 2 days in a row?
2 days in a row, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
These are things girls notice.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because when Shannon was in the bed, she said, yeah, Tamara visited me yesterday. She stopped by yesterday.
Gotta love Tamara. We're re-wearing those outfits. Now that is relatable.
Well, Gina has an obligation and she's concerned.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Let me know when we can sound
let
off.
Let me just say, and like, getting involved, this is never going to be a good idea. And I'm glad that Kelly said it in the confessional, even though she was just allowing her to walk into the fire.
I would
Kelly
too.
That's a different story. That's a different story. But for now, let's talk about that bedroom scene. It seemed like, actually, Kelly chimed in with really key important things a lot more than, like, Gina expressed. I feel like Gina just laid it out generally. Like, everyone was talking about your mental health, you know, and I'm obligated to, like, tell you.
Yeah, but Kelly just used those subtle words to push it
like,
even
Tamara's
further.
Yeah, been telling everyone, like, still talking about it today. Like,
yeah, but I love
really talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I love how Kelly, it was just, she's kind of behind the scenes, but she's saying all these words that are
fast so forward to later. Kelly's like, I don't remember that at all.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, she never pokey. Said that. Yeah,
I don't remember that at all. I'm like, oh, Kelly.
But my question is, why is Gina so concerned? What is it to you?
She's trying to earn that orange, and I get it. Like, you have it, baby girl, but she's like, I'm trying to get a second season, so I feel obligated.
She's not getting a
tell
second
you
season.
That, your mental health is in question. I don't know. It just seems like not a good idea. I feel like you kind of should have just owned it as the bone collector and been like, look, dude, you talked a lot about your friend, and she kind of did say it, but it was only after backpedaling for like 25 minutes. So
the thing that bothered me the most is that even when they were in at lunch, Tamara did say, I literally said all of that stuff that I told you guys to Shannon's face, which she did. Everything that she
kind
had said
of,
to
I guess. She, a different context, though.
She, you know,
I mean, she did tell her, you're always crying, you're always sad, it's always about you. That's pretty much everything
she
said.
No, but she made it sound like they were talking, like she was talking mad shit.
Well, I
about
think
her.
It's just, like, Tamara gave all the facts, like, this is what I said about you. But I feel like it's different when you see it played out in the sense of, I was the freaking topic of conversation for cocktails like the whole night.
You know what I mean? You're gone all day after a fight. What do you think people are talking about?
Everybody talks, honey.
If Shannon literally thought that she wasn't going to show up for a whole day of their vacation and they were not going to talk about her, that's insane.
I would have been like, you know, those bitches are going to be talking shit about me. Exactly. They're going
to
be talking.
You're going to want to do it. You have to do it here. Yeah.
They're going to be like, you know, she's not going to come out. And I'd have been like, I'm coming out.
You know, who she reminds me of Gina, Lisa Rinna. Because Lisa Rinna is a huge bone collector. Oh, she stirred the pot for two whole seasons.
She's Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, she's iconic. She stirred it. She stirs it and just calls it out. Own it. Own it.
Yes. That's why I feel like Gina is trying to emulate her.
But she got scared when Tamara was like, let me know before I lose it on you. She was like, and she didn't get that hug. Yeah, so I guess we're just going to jump right in. Vicky's recovering in a hotel in style with her man, and she's very needy. The girls are getting together, and Shannon called while they're gathering. So the storm is brewing for this perfect housewives lunch fight that's going to happen. This is what happens when you get involved, no matter what the intentions are. So now Tamara doesn't want to talk about Shannon. Let's talk about this. I love how we come in and Tamara straight up doesn't want to give you a hug. First of all, I love that because I've done that before. But you know what? That's the thing. It's like, I don't like you and you don't like me. Why do you want to hug me?
Me too. I've been there. I've been
Especially
there.
If you know it's
but
about to go down.
But those two have liked each other up until this point.
I know, but when you know it's about to go down, why do you want to hug me?
No, I get that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they have
liked
each other.
I've totally been Tamara before where they come in and they try to get a hug and I'm like.
I have too. I give the cheek.
No, you're not getting a hug. I'm just Ethel Mertz and just, no. I think the older crowd will get that reference, Ethel Mertz. Just Ethel Mertz. Just, Anyways.
I just don't have enough drama.
So, yeah, we talk about it right away. And Tamara's like, well, we'll talk about it soon. And Gina's like, well, let's talk about it now.
Yeah.
Before the appetizers come.
Don't make me sit in front. Yeah.
Gina was kind of like shaking.
She was scared. She wanted to get it out of the way.
And she was all the way at the corner, like, thank God I'm seated here and I'm not seated where anybody else.
I feel like after like 15 minutes of backpedaling, she was like, well, you just said a lot of things and I just felt like obligated.
That was what was killing me, is the word obligated.
And stop saying obligated. That should be the word
because
of the night
for
the shots.
She literally said,
tonight,
"Yeah, exactly." She literally said, "You know, Shannon and I had that moment, and now I feel obligated." I'm like, "You had one moment, and now you feel obligated to tell someone?"
Yeah,
no, that's absolutely not the definition of obligated.
Yeah,
and Kelly said it best. She's like, "You getting involved in that in that relationship, especially with the codependency and the single white femaleness, like." You're going to just, it's going to end
badly
for
I don't think Gina really thought this through.
And I love that Kelly escorted her to this really bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, let me take you down there myself. Like, Kelly, I love it. Continue in the
Kelly's fun.
She's in, so you know what I mean? She doesn't have to earn it anymore. She's just, like, in. She does, she's like a, you know, she knows the tactics of the game.
She
earns
it in different ways, though, because she's pretty honest, too, about stuff. Like, especially when...
Not
to backpedal, and Shannon sat down right in the beginning, and she was like, "You could have had manners."
Oh yeah, she's great.
Like,
we were so worried about you. We were so worried.
She's the only one that went to cotillion and etiquette class, and she's got the least amount of manners.
Oh no.
Well, it's come to that time where we're gonna read your tweets because they have been flowing in. You guys have a lot to say about these ladies of the Real Housewives of Orange County. So let's pull up your tweets. Do we have tweet music?
Yeah.
Oh! Eye lift, eye lift, booby lift, body lift. I'm just kidding, go.
This is from Sarah Jellin.
Oh.
I'm watching Real Housewives of Orange County, and we just saw old photos of Vicky G from 10 years ago, and it's tragic. She would have looked so much better if she just stayed natural.
No, I don't agree with that.
Ooh.
Money makes you look good, honey.
No, so here's the difference. I think she could have looked better with plastic surgery, because this is so mean to say.
Help.
I wouldn't have called her, like, gorgeous the way she was naturally. I don't think she was ugly. But
she needed a little
help. She could have just had a better doctor in the beginning.
Well, it's always harder, though, because you just age and age and age. You always need a little pick-me-up.
All right.
Okay, Jasmine Lewis says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so Emily's comparing Shannon to her mom with mental illness.
I saw
but
this.
It wasn't okay for Shannon to compare Emily's marriage to her marriage with David.
Didn't Shannon retweet this?
Oh, I actually don't know. But no, I can see if she did.
Shannon retweeted, if not this tweet, a very similar tweet with something just like this about Emily doing that.
Well, what
do you think about that? That's very interesting. Let's talk about that real quick. Because Emily did kind of freak out on Shannon when it really came down to the whole talking about the marriage thing.
Yeah, and to be honest, I do think it's
Even though everyone did chime in, she kind of did go off on her and was like, well, why are you comparing my thing?
Yeah.
She did kind of bring her... I was thinking when I saw the episode, just fraudulently, if that's a word, I was just watching. Sure. I was watching the TV, and when she said that, I said, "Oh, she's bringing herself to it." Like,
yeah, it's a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black for sure.
Well, I don't even know if that. Like, I just thought subliminally, I'm like, "Oh, she's bringing herself to it." Like, and it's just like I don't know. Sometimes people get annoyed with me when I do that. Like, people are talking about this is what happened to me, and I'm like. That's crazy. I had the same procedure last year.
I hate it when people do that.
And it's like, why are you taking away my moment? I'm trying to tell you that I'm going through something.
Yeah.
Can you just refrain from telling me about you? Like, that's something that I have to deal with. Like, as a ham and as a big personality, I can sometimes bring myself to the equation when it's not appropriate. So sometimes I don't say anything. I'm just supportive. Mm-hmm. So I feel like
that's maybe, what a good friend should do.
Well, I feel like that was kind of the instant because I thought I was recognizing... like that behavior because I do it. You know what I mean? I'm a big personality, so
I don't know. I think sometimes people just recognize one thing that's going on in there.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean,
I don't know if I call it good or bad.
It
just
depends what you're going to say, like at the end of the day. And I don't think that
they're not friends anyway. Neither of them should be talking about either's lives. Yeah. They don't know anything about each other at the end of the day.
I don't think Emily meant anything bad.
No, I don't. I don't think so, and I don't think Shannon did either.
But if we're going to, like, you know, say don't do that, maybe Emily shouldn't have done that.
Correct.
That's all we're saying.
That's all.
But I don't think Emily meant anything bad by it, and I think she's just saying, like, dude, I recognize the signs. Because we all do kind of miss the signs. The signs are always there, and we ignore them all the time.
Yeah, but there's so many little things that could be signs, and because of your one opinion about somebody, you're like, oh, that's a sign. That's a sign. The thing that you did earlier with your eyebrow, that was a sign.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm going to have to tell him because I noticed the signs. Okay, right. Messy cupcakes. Emily and Shane have suffered so much loss. Heartbreaking. I had to include it because I agree. This was like... Yeah, I don't know why it
They've
hit
been
home
a lot. It's really it's heartbreaking, and they're really brave for sharing their story. Our hearts go out to them. You know, we're talking in an entertaining fashion. We're reviewing the episode, and we're throwing a little shade. But you know, at the end of the day, these people have they're having
no
real
one should
problems.
Have to go through that.
Yeah,
that
we're sympathetic to that, obviously.
This one was I found the cure for my insomnia. # Real Housewives of OC. Can they? Find anything else to talk about. So I think they were referring to... Shannon.
Shannon.
The tweets after this were all about Shannon. Next up, we have from Bree. She says, congrats to Tamara's son on graduating and turning 18. But all I want to know is if he's voting tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm sure he is. I'm sure everyone is. If you're watching, if you're in the live chat, if you're listening to us on iTunes, I'm sure you're listening to us on the way to the polls. Everyone get out tomorrow and vote.
I've already voted.
Do the right thing. Mm-hmm. It's our right. People, if you look back in history... have gone through so much just for the right to vote. People have died. People have protested. People have done a lot. So I think in just that aspect, we need to just do it. We need to just exercise that right. As Americans, it's the right thing.
And this one by far is my favorite
one.
This is by I Wed Fred.
Brace yourselves, people.
I normally agree with Kelly, but there is no way Vicky can have the whole enchilada done. Her fajita's already been stretched too many times.
And if you can't see this, it's a picture of a lady whose cheeks are like stretched all the way out to the end of your phone screen.
Yes,
it was
thank
a
you,
gift
Haley.
That was hilarious.
Yes, if you're listening to us on iTunes, we have some little tweets, and sometimes we show the photos. So yeah, that was a pretty funny photo. Stretched out face.
Have you guys had anything done?
I've never had anything done, but I'm not going to say that I'm not going to ever get anything done. I feel like a little help comes along the way in the journey.
I got my cheeks done.
Did you
really?
Yeah, it's because I had reconstructive jaw surgery. And they pulled my jaw forward and they gave me cheekbones because I needed them. If not, it would have been like way back there. But I want to get more. Yeah. I need to get more, actually, to even
but
it out.
But you did it for medical reasons.
Medical reasons, yeah. But I have to get a little bit of more help to even it out.
I have to get a little bit of more.
Yeah. But I'm not opposed to it. I'm like, as I get older, yes.
I just feel like, well, not to like, you know, but like, look at Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner, like, I feel like right in the first round, she looked drastically different. And I feel like she looked really good. She looks like she's 30 years old and she's really 19, but
it's because her lip filler.
She's had way too much done.
Well, I just feel like
for my taste,
it can help some.
I am not against plastic surgery whatsoever. My favorite show used to be
Botched.
No, used to be you know, before they turned it into Extreme Home Makeover. Extreme Makeover was like my favorite show. No, they would literally pick out. This is terrible, but they would literally pick out the person that needed the most work, and they'd be like, "We're going to give you a whole new face,
oh my God,
because your family says you need it." And then they would, and then it would be an awesome transition.
Yeah. Well, they gave us a fabulous trailer and a little preview for next week. So let's talk about the predictions for next episode. I'm reading the internet and someone says, "Is Vicky isn't wearing a sheet on her head once per season, is she really Vicky Carlson?"
So true.
That was hilarious. I'm like, what is going on again? Michael Jackson all over again,
blanket.
The wheelchair.
Yeah.
She's so dramatic. And she like had that, she's like needed a bell, wanting to make out with Steve. I'm like, girl, you're just quite
the
comedian,
need a bell,
right?
Though. The bell comes in handy when you're in bed, like recovering.
I feel like she was at Pelican Hill, too. Did you guys catch the name of the resort?
I did not. But I actually thought that it was a... I didn't think at first it was a hotel. I thought it was one of those,
it's like resort villas.
But I thought it was bungalows. One of those, like, specific to recovery places when you don't want to be seen.
It.
I've actually taken an old boss to one, and they're, like, nuts. The people, they're, like, on-call nurses all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they look like that. They're super expensive.
Well, let's talk about quickly what we're thinking about this next episode. Is it going to come to head-to-head? What do we think? What are we going to take to the reunion?
Well, we've only got, what, 5 more episodes left, and 2 of them are the reunion episodes. So we've got 3 episodes to have a massive blowout before we have to talk about it again with all the ladies. So I'm thinking next episode could be
Vicky and Kelly aren't talking right now. Why is that?
We still don't know why.
Do you think that's going to happen in the next couple episodes?
It's weird. I can't. Unless Kelly brings up the Michael thing again. I don't see what they're fighting about.
What?
But yeah,
what did we
see Kelly? Scenes. Yeah, we see Kelly and Michael together. So maybe something.
And he's
happens
like flirting
there.
With
yeah,
her.
Yeah. So maybe something happens with them where she all of a sudden has those quick feelings about him again, and then Vicky like
oh
goes
God,
out with somebody
no.
else. And
maybe
him.
They like get together, and then Michael tells him like everything. Vicky was like, "Oh, Vicky's totally
could be.
Vicky was the one that hooked me up, and she
yeah.
you know egged me
I could
on
totally
to
see that happening. I hope that happens. That would be some great drama.
All right, well, perfectly. I think it's going to all come head-to-head. I feel like there's going to be a little bit more drama. There's got to be a couple more things before we really go to the reunion. If not, we're going...
Gina and Tam are going to get into it again next week.
I know, but
her,
I feel like...
Shannon,
is that it? Is that it? Like, we need to have some more guns blazing for the reunion.
They're just going to continue talking about Shannon until the reunion.
Like, I feel like eventually Emily's going to have something with Shannon, and Gina's going to have something with Shannon, and then Tamara's going to have something with Shannon. Vicky's going to just be at the reunion being a Switzerland. What else? Who else is on there?
Did Shannon, is Shannon holding the orange in the intro, like in the middle?
Is no, Tamara is.
Oh,
Tamara
okay.
is, yeah.
Because I feel like that's a sign of whose story revolves around this season, because I feel it's all been all about Shannon.
Well, it's a lot about Tamara, about Shannon. We have seen a ton of Tamara this season.
I do feel like there
season.
Needs to be something that needs to be something that needs to be addressed with the relationship. I feel like there needs to be some clarification, and Tamara does need to just own up to the fact that, look, I've been kind of pissed at you, so I have ran my mouth a little bit. It's nothing that I haven't said to your face, but maybe you're not going to like that I perpetuated it throughout the entire season.
Right.
So I feel like some accountability needs to be taken. We're going to really see it played out within the next couple episodes. Hopefully they'll bring the fire. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But if not, we'll still be here every Monday night, taking care of it, breaking it down for you guys, giving you the juicy gossip. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check me out covering Real Housewives of Atlanta Sunday nights, 9 p.m. here for AfterBuzz TV. Sunday Fun Day. I'm also on HBO's Camping.
Woohoo! Hey guys, I'm Maite Kriya. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And Thursday nights, Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, you've got a finale coming up too, right?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh my God, the wedding!
That's this week.
Fun, fun, fun. You guys can find me at Hayley Clover pretty much everywhere.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Monday. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.